Yesterday, Coach Delio said that, quote, it was awesome to see the chemistry that you and Amari Cooper have out there. I mean, does it feel different to you than it was this summer?
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, I'm able to throw the ball a lot earlier. You know, I'm able to, you know, trust where he's going to be at. I know, you know, I'm used to seeing his, you know, routes run a certain way. And, you know, those are things that take time. Like we talked about last year, I forgot who asked, but it's always going to take time, you know, getting that chemistry down. But it's nice to see all the hard work and practice that we've had together, you know, paying off out here in practice. And hopefully come, you know, August, September and through the season.
Out there, but it seemed like one time yesterday at least, where you guys would kind of huddle up, you kind of like figure something out and make quick adjustments.
Yeah.
Is that kind of where you guys are at, where it doesn't take very long to make a minor thing be a big play?
Yes, you know, I'm just trying to take control as much as I can. You know, first 2 years in the NFL, man, you're just trying to figure your way out and lead the best way that you can, but you'll never have a great grasp on it because the game is so tough, but you know, you have a better grasp on it. You know, so I'm just trying to take control and to really get them to, you know, run it how I want it run. You know, and they tell me, hey, I ask them questions too. You know, hey, if I throw the ball like this or like this, which one do you prefer? And they give me feedback. And I try and do my best to do that for them. So, you know, we're not coming out here every day like, hey, here's the new play we're running. We know the plays. We know the coverages that we want to throw where. Now it's just those fine details that we can grow in this offense and make it better than it was.
2 years ago, obviously, you were a rookie just kind of figuring stuff out. Last year, you know, dealt with the offseason injury. What feels different this season? You know, you're about to go into this, you know, 6 weeks off. What feels different as you kind of prepare for training camp this year?
You know, what feels different is I actually got to practice, you know, this offseason. You know, I was laughing. I told Coach Musgrave and Coach Downing, I said, it's kind of cool that you guys do these off-season practices, man. You guys should do that more often. They just looked at me and shook their head. But, you know, it's cool to be out here because this kind of time is invaluable. You know, this is a extra OTA. How many OTAs? 10 OTAs, 3 practices out here, and then the walkthroughs. That is so many reps that, you know, I didn't get to have. You know, I think I only did the mini camp last year. You know, so it was nice to have, I don't know, hundreds more reps at certain plays. And that kind of stuff is, you know, there's no price on it. You know, you have to get out there and do it. So, you know, to see where we're at and to be able to come out here and do it, it helps us go another step closer to what we want.
You talked about being more in control of the offense in year 3. Where is that going to show up on the field?
You know, on the field, to the naked eye, sometimes it won't show up, you know, because, you know, it's a yard here, a yard there, you know, hey, why don't you release this way or release this way to make it better kind of things. You know, but, you know, they're just trusting me with more control, you know, at the line doing different stuff. You know, and they did last year, but with each year, you know, the trust goes up, and that's everywhere. That's normal everywhere. You know, so it's just cool to have, the coolest thing, I should say this, is that me and Coach Musgrave are, you know, trying to think on the same wavelengths. You know, I know what he wants. I know what he's thinking. And I'm just trying to do what he wants done. You know, I know things that he likes, and I just want to do that in the situations that he wants them. And the more I learn that, the more I can just be him on the field. And when I come off the field, if I went to something else or did something else, he's like, man, that was awesome, because we're thinking the same way. And that's all I want, is to just run it the best way that he wants it run.
Is it a matter, when you have that, I assume it's got to raise your confidence just in terms of your confidence. How is that? Knowing that, okay, the decision I'm making, I know it's the right decision it's supposed to. I hope it's the right decision.
Yeah, no, oh, that's awesome. You know, that's such a cool point, because sometimes, even if you change something, sometimes you're wrong, you know, and that's human nature. We're all going to make mistakes. But, you know, the cool thing about Coach Musgrave is that he's always positive and he's always encouraging. He'll teach you, and then he'll keep trusting you because he knows the hard work you put in those things. So, you know, it's amazing, and it's you know, he empowers you. You know, he wants the quarterback to be in control and in charge. He was a quarterback himself. He knows that feeling. And so for him to empower us and to say, hey, man, make it yours, make the turns you want, and just go out and, you know, do it. You know, it's really cool, you know. It just brings me back to my college days, you know, where Coach Schramm was out here today, and we were just laughing about how he'd just say, you want to call this series or me? I'd be like, I got it. You know, it was just funny stuff like that. But it's cool to see that we're growing.
For lack of a better term, Derek, how much slower is the game now for you than it was a year ago at this time, or even 2 years ago?
Yeah, before that, I don't know about the UNLV hat. that's just like a bright red sore in my eye. No, I'm just kidding. The game, it does slow down. It really does. Every year. And, C. Wood always told me, my brother always told me, Tuck always told me, he said, man, you think year two slows down, you wait till your third year. You know, they would always tell me that. And now I'm seeing why. You know, I'm seeing, man, it's just football now, you know, and I don't really realize the speed of it until, like, I watch a kickoff or something. You know, I'm just so used to doing our thing. Or if I sit back and watch, you know, another rep happen, I'm really watching the speed of things. It's like, man, you know, this game is crazy fast. How did he just get from there to there, you know? That throw should be complete every time, but there's freak athletes out there. And, but now the game has slowed down so much, and it just makes it become just football. You know, it takes – every year you can grow, it takes away another factor from your thinking process, you know, to where you're just on top of things and playing fast.
When you hear Michael Crabtree say that you remind him of Brett Favre as a gunslinger, what is that? What's your initial reaction to that?
Man, I was very honored, very thankful. Brett is somebody that, I looked up to as a kid, the way he played the game. So I wore number four, ever since I, could remember. I always wanted to wear four somehow, some way. And, for him to say that, it was really cool because I don't think I've told him that. But for him to come out and say that, made me think, well, do I take too many chances sometimes? but I think the wide receivers like that. You know, I think that they know that no matter what, I'm going to give them a chance. It doesn't matter if you drop a ball. It doesn't matter if I just sailed one eight rows deep. I'm going to throw the next one just as confident and give you just as much of a chance. And, if that's what he sees, I'm very thankful and honored. But I have a long way to go until I'm compared to Brett.
Like Seth Roberts, who doesn't have a long track record, as you're building trust with him. Last year, so many clutch catches, a
yes.
game winner against Tennessee, touchdowns. How does that help, make you comfortable in the next throw that you make? He's made it not only being secure with the football, but he's making clutch plays.
Yeah, it's huge. And another thing, as I always go back and study, last year's film, one thing I continue to see over and over again is when he was man-to-man, he won his route. And that is huge. And not just winning, he's creating separation. And to have that, and, we don't number our receivers. He's one, two, or three, but when he comes in, he's the third guy in. When you have that in the third corner guarding him or a safety coming down guarding him and you have that guy consistently winning, it just opens up so many things. And I think other teams see that. And it takes pressure off Amari, it takes pressure off Coop, it takes pressure off Clive and Mike down the middle. It just takes pressure off everybody, And so his role is huge. And then you put a guy like Dre in, knowing the big playability he has, and you put Seth next to him, now safeties and defensive coaches have to make decisions, because Seth continues to win on his routes.
Is Amari more talkative in year two? Or
yeah, man, he's talking more. I don't know about to y'all.
Right.
I always say that. I never know, but he is more talkative. You could just see, like any rookie, he did it right, man. He came in, and he probably did it on purpose a little bit too. You just come in, shut your mouth, and go to work. And that's exactly what he did. Everyone respected him. No one could ever say anything about his work ethic besides that, man, he's quiet, that's the only negative thing they could say, and it's not even a bad thing. And, he's definitely more talkative this year. And he's just being himself, but he came in the right way, just as all rookies should. You just shut your mouth, go to work, and just earn the respect. And he did that right off the bat.
You got a few guys this offseason who said things like they're having fun now, that it's really tight knit. What does it mean to you to hear guys say that?
Yeah, you hear us all the time break it down, family. Family on three. And, we don't take that lightly. It doesn't just stay in this building either. It leaves this place. I think I was texting Khalil Mack, past my bedtime last night, about stuff. And, it's just stuff like that, man, that, you could really see the growth of this team from when I first got here. And that's something, Mac and I set out to do is change the culture. And that's part of that, Obviously the winning and the winning atmosphere and the belief and all those things. But it's stuff like that, being family outside of this place, that we wanted to see change and we're going to lead the way. And, to be able to do that and, just text randomly. I get random videos from teammates all the time, just hilarious. Just like, man, what are you doing? Stuff like that. But, that's the kind of stuff that you can see. This is a close group. And when we leave this place, I've even had my wife say, she's like, man, who you texted? Like, who texts you? And it's like, didn't you just see him for 12 hours? And it's like, yeah, babe, but we're still talking about something, and she'll just laugh because she gets it, We had a great group of guys in Fresno that were over at the house all the time. something that I invite, man, these guys can come over whenever and all those kind of things, and to have that is big.
Did you show that video of your one-handed catch to any to Crabtree?
Oh, yeah.
Or be like, hey, can you do this?
Oh, yeah. I definitely showed them. And me and Odell, man, I sent it to Odell. You know, I had to call Odell out. You know, we were together at the Pro Bowl, and I was always talking to him. I was like, look, man, I'm going to throw you a go route. I don't even care if it's complete. Just try and catch it crazy, you know. And so when I did that, I was like, oh, I got to send this to him. Then he goes and throws the ball who knows how far. I can still throw it farther, Odell. But, yeah, I sent it to everybody, man. And my brothers were the first ones. You know, I say, hey, y'all see that? You see that catch? They could care less about any other throw I made.
You got any additional responses? Since he responded,
I told him. I put, you know, more challenges to come. Now I just got to think of something that I can one-up him on. But it'll be fun. We'll have fun with it.